Welcome to episode 334 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, except for 2 weeks ago, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Hello again.
It's our pre-E3 2019 spectacular.
And we just narrow that down to pre-3 around these parts.
Mm-hmm. Pre-3.
It's the pre-3.
What about pre-3-19?
Pre-3-19.
We're coming to you live on a Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing things a little different this time, but we wanted to kind of get in before the show starts.
It's exactly the same for you guys, because when you hear it, the show's going to be going.
Right. It's actually probably going to be almost over.
So this is how we're doing it, because we're trying to see, everything's getting real leaky.
No shit.
So if we don't do these now, there may be no predictions left to make.
But we like our predictions. We always have fun with them.
Yeah, so we're going to give them to you the same time, but we're going to record them a little early, so that way we can still make them.
Just to say again, don't be alarmed when you hear it, when you're listening to this bright and early Monday morning, 6 a.m. Central Time, you hear, oh, we already know all this. Well, we're recording this on Thursday evening before the show starts.
That's 6-6 for the date, in case you need it.
Yes, 6-6. It's my wife's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Shout out to your wife and her birthday. Also, timestamp 9:20 Central Time when we're recording this.
Indeed.
So if you really want to know what we did and didn't know.
10:20 Eastern.
Now, we're going to set this up in a little bit. Producer Gerald's here, too.
He is. He's hanging out.
Yeah, we don't forget him. I've got to move my mouse. I just realized I can't see anything he's putting up because I have that. Skype does a secondary screen.
Uh-huh.
That's totally unnecessary of the same thing that's on the other one.
Uh-huh.
And it was right over top of his desktop.
Ah.
He's got the leaky pipes up, which I like. That's the pre-3 leak. That's the realistic E3 leak right there.
Right. Just
full-blown
blowing out. Leakage. Speaking of leaks, I had to get a new washer this week.
Oh, you got a fun E3 leak story.
Yes, and fun E3 leak story. So I had to, it was basically the seal went in my front loader. If you haven't ever purchased a washer and a dryer set before, if you do, don't ever get a front loader. Front loaders fucking suck.
I recently made the switch to a front loader and I like it so far.
They weigh 9,000 pounds and they blow out the seals because the water is constantly smashing up against them on the door.
Yeah, so I have one of those HEs.
Yeah, I know. Mine wasn't HE.
It like tinkles a little bit, then spins it around, then tinkles a little bit. Yeah, there's never like any amount of water in mine.
That's what mine did. But it doesn't matter. Blew out the seal. First, it blew out a sensor, which I fixed, and then it blew out the seals inside. But it got me thinking because, you know, it's been a big month with the dude on Jeopardy there, Herzwig or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, nailed it.
Breaking records. And I got to thinking about, for some reason, I got thinking about the Price is Right. Probably because my wife stayed home today. And I was thinking about when I stayed home when I was a kid. And since I'm an old fucker, the only thing that was on was like Price is Right. And I remember being 7 years old, not feeling good. Got my little barf bucket next to the couch because I'm probably going to throw up. And watching Price is Right. And just wondering about these people. Like, why the fuck are these people so excited because they want a dishwasher? That's like the worst prize ever. Why would I ever want a dishwasher? Why would I ever want a dryer, a washer? And it occurred to me that those people were ahead of their time. Because I would love to have won a washer on a game show rather than have to spend the stupid amount of money to ensure my clothes are clean.
It's very like, it's not impressive to invite someone over and be like, hey, you see that dishwasher? I want it. You'd be like, all right. That would be your answer to somebody if they said, I won that. You'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, oh, really? Sweet.
Is that your seal that blew out? That flat tire looking thing?
Yeah.
That guy's putting a new one on.
The front loader seal.
But that guy, he's like, I'm putting a new one on.
Yeah, it probably costs as much as the fucking washer to hire a guy to do that.
Yeah, that guy, he knows how, though.
Right. That's why he gets paid $600 an hour.
Let's put that globe in there. Fun fact, this washer and dryer, first time I've ever owned an actual matching set.
Mm.
So, the dryer went out, the washer was fine. I purchased a new set because I wanted a new set. Now, see, that's a real thing that happens with the front loader.
Yes, that happens.
Shit just
as well.
Goes in the middle, in the seal.
That's true, too. And then it blows out and gets on your floor. Trust me, I know.
I don't know about this blowout that you had.
It's a thing that happens, I'm telling you. I don't know how low... we got the washer with the house 3 years ago, the washer and dryer, so I don't know how old could it be 20 years old. Was. It's no, they didn't make front loaders 20 years ago.
Could be 60 years old.
It might be 90.
But, yeah, it might be 150 years old.
Probably not. So I don't have a, I no longer have a matching washer and dryer.
Now, what brand did you go for?
We went, oh, what the fuck did she get? That's a good question. I think it's a Maytag.
Maytag, man. I don't know what I bought. Oh, Samsung.
I wanted the Samsung, but Samsung was $100 more.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only on sale for $100 off, whereas the Maytag was $200, was actually more expensive than the Samsung, but it was on sale for $250 off.
The reason I got the matching set is because I bought them at Sears.
Mm.
When Sears was going out of business, so it was basically like BOGO. I bought the washer and dryer for the price of just one of them regularly.
Buy one, get one. Yeah, it's nice. I would have liked to walk into that sale, but I didn't need a washer then.
I have a washer that's just sitting now. I have just a spare washer in case that one stops washing.
Nah, I made them fuckers take it. That bitch is heavy.
There's nothing wrong. Whoever took that picture of that blowed out sale could have moved their basket of dirty laundry to take the picture.
Well, they want to let you know what they are not able to
like
do because of that
like on
seal.
Top.
See, mine didn't do that, but mine got all ripped.
So something caught it. You had a set of keys in there.
No, nah, nothing caught it. No keys.
You had a mashed potato. You know the things you use to mash potatoes manually that's shaped like a fucking zigzag?
Yeah.
Well, that's called potato mashers?
Yep.
Yeah, we have one of those
there. You
in
go.
There. So those have one use, huh? They're not good for anything else.
Yeah, I know. I needed to wash the cheese grater, so.
Yeah, just tossed her right in with the box of razor blades
socks,
and the kitchen knives.
And the boxer briefs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'll blow them out every time. Every time. So, we're going to talk about E3 stuff in a little bit, I promise.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
I do want to give a preliminary shout out to Blood and Truth, though.
Did you play it?
Nothing to do with E3. I did play it. I like it. It's good. It's I'm only 30 minutes to an hour in.
Okay.
So I'm not very far at all, but I really, I'm finding the way that I hold, I'm playing with the motion controllers, the way I hold the Move controller,
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Points the gun at your feet?
No, it points the gun correctly. It doesn't feel right. And I blame Firewall because the gunplay with the gun is
so
good.
So good. That's one of the problems I have with VR, is I really, really think the gun is the best way to play. And I it feels so weird to do any kind of shooting or anything with the Move controllers.
So you need your hands in this game. So I get it. I get why it's like this. It's made me think, though, I wish they made a pistol attachment.
Yeah.
So like the big gun, but a pistol that I can move from hand to hand. I guess you would need like a table nearby to set it down for when you needed both hands. So I get it.
A holster, man.
I get it. You have a holster in the game and you put it in there and it feels good. It feels nice.
They should give you a real holster to do
it
that.
It should come with a real pistol.
Just a plastic, like, you know, Walmart cheapy toy aisle holster.
With a ball on the end.
With a ball on the end.
The gun with a ball on the end that you put in a real holster that it comes with. The game feels awesome. There's just something about the way I hold the Move controller, the way it reflects on the screen doesn't make me think I'm holding a gun the way that Aim controller does.
Right.
That dude looks like Tony Danza's third cousin.
Kind of,
yeah.
The guy
that was on the screen, yeah. But the game is excellent. It feels really good. It's awesome. Immediately, there's like big over-the-top scenes, and I suggest that game to anybody with VR. So, shout out to that game.
That's one I'll end up picking up. I looked to see if it was on Days of Play sale, but it's not, so.
Yeah. Sale's coming up. Did it start yet? When's that start?
The 10th?
Yeah, it's coming up. Days of Play, PlayStation sale. The other news, and we're not going to go into any news, but we don't want to act like it didn't happen. Stadia released all their stuff, all their deets.
They hot deets. Released all the details.
All the hot deets.
Told you all the games that are going to be available.
there's a Founders Pack coming in November. It looks like everything else will launch in 2020, the base package, they call it. There's a paid tier, which is $10 a month, Stadia Premium.
Mm-hmm.
Stadia Pro Premium, is that what it's called?
Yes, something like that.
And then there's Stadia Base, which is the free tier, which requires you to buy the games, but you can play them. It would appear that the Pro seems a little more like Game Pass.
Yes.
So,
and I'm afraid I need to call you out too.
Okay.
Because last week you said there was no way you were ever going to pre-order Stadia.
I don't think that was last week.
2 weeks, whatever. Three weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been for who knows. It's been a long time.
But you did say it. You said there was no way you were pre-ordering it. No, it was when I wasn't there because you said you were going to pre-order. What's the little handheld thing? Playdate, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, the Playdate.
Yeah, but there's no way you were going to get Stadia because. And what did you do today?
I pre-ordered Stadia.
Okay.
Wasn't even going to bring this up, but
I know you weren't. That's why I did.
I did pre-order Stadia. I don't have a good reason why. I thought the controller color on the Founders Pack was cool. It's
you
like a midnight
the blue.
Color.
That's why you did. That's how simple you are. I like the blue. I'm going to throw my money at you.
It's a good looking blue. So
to all the would-be strippers out there, if you ever see Ryan walk into your club, just tell him your name's Blue and he will throw your money at you.
You got to be blue. You got to look like a avatar. You know?
What if it's Blue Man Group? You go for that too?
Yeah. I've seen Blue Man Group in person.
Yeah.
I've thrown my money at them already. So the Founders Pack goes for $130 US. It comes with the controller. So the Stadia controller. It comes with a Chromecast Ultra. 3 months of the subscription to Stadia Pro. And the controller, I don't know if it's here. I want to hit you with that actual color. It has a name. It's called, Night Blue Stadia.
Night Blue.
Night Blue.
It does look good.
It's just like a midnight blue. Color controller. You also get to pick your Stadia name first. I won't reveal what I'm going to try to get on here because that wouldn't make any sense.
But in case one of you out there decides to also pre-order the Founders Pack and steal his name.
Yeah. And then your first comment was, what if it goes away? Like, what if this goes the way of Google Glass or Google Plus or one of the 9 million things that Google's just given up on almost immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Not Google Plus. They tried that for way too long. And my answer is pretty simple. I'll put it in a glass box and display it as a failed video game thing like the Ouya or the Virtual Boy or whatever. You know, it's fine. And you get a Chromecast Ultra out of the deal, which I think is like $60 or $70. So I took basically a shot in the dark for like $50 or $60.
Fair fuck you money. I got it.
Yeah. I mean, when you're shitting out $100 bills, you can roll the dice on something. So, you know, we'll see. Now you're not in it.
I am not in it. It's not that I won't be in it. It's not that I'm not interested, but I know Google has a bad habit of trying something. If it doesn't do what they want, they make it go away. They don't worry about innovating it or any of that. They just, fuck it. We're done with that. They're like 3 year olds playing with toys.
Now, Gerald, you're saying I'm with you. Are you with Dan or are you with me? Are you pre-ordering one of these? I bet you're not.
He's not. No.
I bet you're not pre-ordering one.
I am with you.
You can't just say you because we don't know.
He's with both of us?
Yes. I don't even understand.
Me either.
Are you pre-ordering it?
Hello?
He's going to pre-order it.
You're going to pre-order it.
Yeah, look at that.
Huh.
He's got that fuck you money, too. I ain't mad at that. Me and Gerald will be the only two people on Stadia playing.
That's fine. You guys can tell me all about it.
I won't be able to get out of the Stadia to tell you about it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll be so deep.
You know what's going to happen, right? You're going to be playing your PS4.
Maybe. I might be playing Stadia Look at this. He's got the Stadia video pulled up. Go ahead and,
yes, he does.
Go ahead and pre-order right now, and we'll check out your credit card number. Look at that blue. It's got the orange sticks.
Yeah, it does look good.
Is that blue or is that just the black one? I can't tell.
That's just the black one.
Man, when you pre-ordered it, it's like, hey, do you want an extra controller? And it shows this wasabi one. Woo!
The green, yeah.
Damn it, that looks good.
Hey.
Yeah, there it is. Look at it.
I'm happy for you. I'm just going to hold off. I'm going to make sure that
look at it.
It does look good.
Yeah, that wasabi looks legit.
I'm just going to make sure that it is working the way it's supposed to before I pick one up.
Additional controllers are $70. They give you the option of clearly white, just black, and wasabi.
Wasabi.
And they are they all look good. So again, Founders Pack comes with the Midnight Blue, and it's the only way, the Night Blue, that's the only way to get that.
It's the only way you're ever going to be able, well, as of right now, it's the only way to be able to get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did not do an additional controller, though.
I don't know if it's ever, but.
Gerald is pre-ordering it right now. Yeah, it's fun. I'll roll the dice and we'll just see what happens. I'm excited about it. I'm an idiot. The sale does start tomorrow for Days
of Play. It is tomorrow. I thought it was the 10th, but it's the 7th to the 17th.
Last of Us, Uncharted 4, and Ratchet and Clank all appear to be $9.99.
Yeah, I think a lot of the PlayStation hits are going to be marked down to $9.99.
Bloodborne was on that list, I know.
Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Did you see how deceiving that was? It said save up to 70% on select games, and Days Gone's right underneath that.
Yeah, and Days Gone is not 70% off.
It's not.
Days Gone is $39.99 from $59.99, so it's $20.
Let me steer us a little away from video games. I went to a store the other day, and they had a rack of pants, dress pants that I wear to work. They had a sign above them that said $4.99.
Uh-huh.
It's a yellow sign. So I pick out two pair. They both say $12.99 on the tag. You know, they're marked down. It's like a TJ Maxx style situation, you know. One of those places. So it's like, these are normally $6,000, but today they're
$15.
Mm-hmm. So I grab those. And then as I'm leaving, there's a pair of like golf shorts and they say $8. Normally $70 or whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'll do two pairs of pants for $4 a piece and a pair of shorts. $16.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to the register. She scans the shorts. These are $8. She changes the price to $8. Scans the pants. $12. I'm like, well, the pants are on the $4 rack. And she said, yeah, but it's only the yellow stickered stuff on that rack. That's why the sign's yellow. To which I replied, there are no yellow stickers on anything on the rack. She goes, yeah, we know. I'm like, wait, so you have that over there, but nothing on that rack is on sale? And she said, correct.
It's either super shitty or kind of genius.
I'm a nice person, but I looked at her and said, well, that's shitty.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what else to say. And then she hit me with, do you want the pants or not? To which my only reply could be like, I do actually want the pants. Even at $12, this is a good deal.
So you walked out with two pairs of pants for $24. You spent...
No, so I was irritated. Gerald, what have you done? Why is yours 200? Oh, there you go. You had two. I was so irritated that I was like, yeah, I still want them, whatever. And then I watched her and she scanned the first pair and she just put the second pair in the bag.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Yeah, so I paid $6 for the pants because I think she could tell how... I think she knew it was shitty.
She may have, yeah.
Yeah, I think she knew it was shitty. So, I had two pair of pants and the shorts. So, $20. Still a good deal. One pair is from the Michael Strahan collection.
Ooh. One of my
favorites. And it values itself at $120.
Yes, I'm without a doubt. Were you at Kohl's?
No. I was at a
Marshall's.
Sketchy store.
A sketchy store?
Yeah, I was at Bargain Hunt.
Oh.
That's why they didn't give a damn about the false advertising.
Gotcha.
Days Gone.
Yeah, starting at $19.99.
It still refuses to tell you how much Days Gone is.
Days Gone is $39.99. I saw a list today.
This is starting at. If that game was $20, I'd probably buy it.
I would too.
I'm not going to buy it for $39.
$40's too much.
Yeah, think so too.
In my mind, for me.
Gerald just bought that Stadia.
I know, I watched him.
He just pre-ordered that thing live. I like that.
I'm live and on the air. Heard it here first, folks.
I got to enjoy that twice because I enjoyed it when I pre-ordered. I just enjoyed it when he did it too. Something about watching people get something. I'm like, yeah, I like that. I like buying things. I also like watching other people buy things.
I like buying things too, but I've had to buy stuff for my pool. Had to buy the new washer. The problem is that at this point I have too many things to buy for, so I have to like pick and choose.
Did you think about washing the clothes in the pool?
No.
You had a big giant washer out there.
That pool was, you're not washing anything in that pool.
Is your pool not summer ready yet?
No.
Okay.
That's why I had to buy stuff for it.
Oh. My pool is looking good this year. Today's, best year ever.
Today's like the second actual decent day we've had all year.
It's raining for the next 6 months here.
To do outside stuff in, so.
Went ahead. Look, washing clothes in the pool. See, that's a thing. She's on TLC. She's on the TLC channel washing her clothes.
Yeah,
in the
I
pool.
Know. Those are the same people that like recycled napkins from the restaurants. So fuck those people.
Yeah, it's, what is that? Extreme cheap?
Yeah, whatever.
Extreme cheapskates or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
They reuse aluminum foil.
Uh huh. And they fucking like wash styrofoam leftover takeouts, and that's what they use for plates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck those people.
I mean, the old Tommy, they used to wash it and just, you know, stand in water like that.
Okay, yeah, they also had a lifespan of like 14, so.
Lived to the ripe old age of 18.
That might have been a contributing factor, who knows?
No, you don't even need clothes. You can go without.
Oh, that's in the way, way back. That's you got eaten by woolly mammoths.
Or you ate them, you know what I'm saying?
And all they wore, they didn't wash their clothes. They just stuck new leaves on.
No, they wore like the mammoth fur, the loincloth.
They didn't wash it. They just killed another mammoth.
They covered their twigs and berries with it.
Their twigs and berries.
Yeah. They wore those banana hammocks, those mammoth banana hammocks.
Franken beans.
Grape smugglers, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That made out of mammoth fur or saber-tooth hide.
Saber-tooth hide?
Yep, saber-tooth hide. Now, what do you think banana hammock's going to pull up? Yep, that's what I thought, too.
That's about what I had right in my mind.
Yep. Look at that hammock that's like a banana.
Now, that I can get behind because that's like a real banana hammock.
An actual banana hammock. Now some of those guys are inappropriate.
That's my preference. Yeah. That's all. Of, what do you mean? Some? They're all inappropriate.
Well, scroll up. Let's see if anybody does it right. All right, that's weird. See if anybody's doing it right. That guy.
What is? I didn't even see a banana hammock on that guy.
It looked like a pin exploded on his chest.
Right.
Scroll all the way up. I mean, there's a couple gentlemen. Look, that guy, the number two, is doing it right.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's like a banana hammock suspenders combo. I don't like that at all. I don't like that in one bit.
I don't like any of it.
That one shaped like a hot dog I can get behind because I like hot dogs.
Yeah, that's different.
That looks like the start of a really sketchy porno, though.
Just so you know, that's different. The hot dogs you like, and then that hot dog are different.
What about that guy?
Oof. Holy shit. Still
doing it strong. He's like 74.
And he is like hung like a moose. Holy fuck.
Dragging that sweet potato around for 70 years will make your heart strong.
Look at that poor bastard.
Now, that's not cool at all. Why is it like that? Why does it have a sheath for it like that? Okay. Let's shift focus here. I don't like these at all. I don't like any of this. That one's got like a side sling.
Oh, actually, I heard those are big this summer.
The side sling?
Yeah.
Is it just a string on the other side?
I don't know what happens. I just read it someplace.
That dude wore his banana hammock to like Olin Mills.
Holy shit, yeah.
He got his picture taken
for his fucking senior picture.
Yeah. These are all disturbing. Anyways, Google Stadia. Just pre-ordered
mine. Okay, I have a question. When you type in banana hammock, why does it pull up Jude Law?
Why wouldn't it pull up Jude Law?
No, not him.
Type in grape smuggler and see what grape smugglers and see what that pulls up. Don't. Grape smugglers. What do you think it'll pull up? Nothing good.
Same thing.
That's universally, you can go with either one of those, grape smugglers or
they
banana
both work.
Hammocks.
They both work. Obviously.
Or
like
extreme speedos. Oof. These are not on as much. They're just like showing them. Some of these are on, unfortunately.
Some of these dudes, some of they're showing them. I don't know if they're mannequins or actual people. Oh,
that's
go
a,
away.
That's an actual joke. He's got guns. Oh, why does he have guns? It's a Guitar Hero controller. And a Switch? Is that recent?
That's not a Switch.
Oh,
is
it looks
Switch?
Like a red and blue Joy-Con. I don't know.
It does, doesn't it?
He's just got guns also. Huh. That's the scariest picture I've ever seen. What's that under?
Yeah, make it go away.
Search grape smuggler and just scroll down to a man with a skullet with guns.
A serious skullet.
Yeah, just posing. Oof. I can't unsee that. I got to sleep tonight.
Let's move on. Let's. This is the perfect time to segue into our predictions.
Our pre-3 predictions. So, if you remember back to last year, we did this as a little competition.
Then we decided to do it again this year.
Yeah, because we're not really super creative, and because we just, if things aren't broke, we don't fix them.
Exactly. Why reinvent the wheel? It's already been
done. So, producer Gerald's going to keep a prediction chart over there, and he's going to award points. Any way that he wants. Because we don't work out the deets.
That's all on him.
The only thing that Dan and I have agreed on is that if we have the same prediction, we will narrow it down by the amount of time we think it will spend on the stage.
Yes. And it should also be noted that neither Ryan nor I are aware of each other's predictions. So any crossover or anything like that we have is purely unintentional.
Yeah, if we cross the streams, we don't know about it.
Exactly. And that
would
be
bad. If you just go to Google right now, it just says Stadia, the future of gaming, right at the bottom of Google.
I know.
Look at that.
They're all in on Stadia for like a month and a half.
Negative Nancy over there. It's the future of gaming. They're not going to quit in a week.
Okay.
So we don't know each other's predictions. If we have the same prediction, and we'll just alternate, I think we could probably go by keynote, by presentation, by developer, publisher.
I guess we could, but mine aren't really set up that way.
Yeah, you could just scoop them out, though, right?
Yeah, I can try to, yeah.
Or mine are set up that way, so if you want to just throw yours out, I can pair it.
Okay, I could do that, too. You've been doing this since noon. Mm-hmm, I've been doing mine over the course of since Sunday, so.
I knew too many things would break before now and then.
Well, I've had to make some changes and stuff like that for that same reason. And I need a pen, but I don't have a pen. What the fuck?
So, I like that noise that you're looking for one, though.
Why have a fucking desk if you don't keep a pen in it?
That's going to play good on the... I like it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I like noises. When you can, like, tear... That sounds like someone rifling through a desk.
Which is exactly what I'm doing, so it works out. I don't have a pen. Fuck it.
So, we're going to make these predictions... Gerald's going to keep tabulations, and then we'll narrow it down to time if need be on a tiebreaker. Now here were the stipulations. We're going to do 10 of these. I think we both have a bonus.
Mm-hmm. 10 and a bonus.
10 and a bonus, and they can come from anything in E3 or surrounding it. So we didn't say like you have to do so many for each one. He could have all 10 on Xbox. I could have all 10 on Nintendo. Yep.
We are able to, even though there are certain developers, publishers, so on and so forth, that aren't going to E3, we are still including them because they are going to be doing some sort of presentation, whether it's on their own or not, i.e. Nintendo Directs and whatever the EA fuck
plays, plays
and whatever the fuck EA Play has theirs and whatever the fuck Sony calls theirs now.
I don't think Sony's going to do one.
State of absolutely State fucking of nothing.
State of Iron Man VR.
Yeah.
So that's it, right? Everybody's clear on the rules?
As clear as we're going to get.
Clear as mud. Everybody got it.
It's pretty lax. We're not real big on rules, so we got that going for us.
Yeah. So let's kick it off.
Sure.
Again, these are in no particular order, and we have not heard each other's. We're going to try to pair them up as best as we can into who's doing the presentation. You want to go? You just want to throw one out there?
I'll lead. The first one I'm going to lead with, and these are going to be in no particular order. I do not have a favorite or anything like that. So my first prediction is probably we'll go with this one. The next Xbox, you're going to get specs, a name, and you're going to hear that it's coming sometime in 2020, most likely quarter four.
So here we go. The next Xbox will be shown off alongside of the xCloud technology, and the date will only be revealed as 2020. So those are pretty much exactly the same.
Pretty much.
So I will say that they will spend 8 minutes, 40 seconds.
Ooh.
On the next box. And cloud together. I think that'll run together.
Right. I'm going to go just over 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So yeah, we're one for one for being exactly the same.
Okay. we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, we did. I have more Microsoft.
I do too.
Okay. So Gears Pop, the Gears of War mobile game that's coming, the pop figure tie-in, will be available right now.
Okay. To go along with that, I don't have Gears Pop, but I think they're... You're going to see more Gears 5 gameplay, and it's releasing fall of this year.
Okay. So I'm going with Gears Pop available now. You're going with Gears 5.
Available fall of 2019.
Fall in 2019? Okay.
I think, yeah.
You have more Microsoft?
Oh, I have tons of Microsoft because they're the ones that are going to be the big presence.
You go with another one.
I think Microsoft is going to be talking about more acquisitions of studios that they've made. I think that's going to be pretty big on their, list of things to say at E3.
I almost went with that one.
Did you?
I almost did. Yeah.
Why didn't you?
I do think they will,
but
when I narrowed down my predictions, that's the one I marked off.
Gotcha. That's fair.
The new Fable game will be shown off.
Okay.
It is being developed by Playground, which had worked on the Forza Horizon games.
Yes, that's true.
And I think they will show gameplay.
That's one of the ones I crossed off my list.
Look at that. We went dual crossies.
Halo Infinite. You're going to see gameplay. They're going to reveal that it's going to release day and date with the Xbox, with the next box and xCloud in fall of 2020. Or sometime in 2020.
Check out this note. Halo Infinite, gameplay, next gen, 2020. We're on the same beat with that one. So I will say they will give... I will say 4.5 minutes on Halo Infinite.
God, that's a good. I'm just gonna go 5.5.
I'm probably low on that, but there's a lot that they have to squeeze into their show.
There is, but I feel like you're pretty spot on, staying right under five. Yeah. Unfortunately, and I do believe, that is all I have. That is just. Related to Xbox.
That's all I have for Microsoft also.
Oh, look at that.
We're on par right now.
Yeah.
So it goes to me, right?
Yes.
You have Ubisoft?
I do have some Ubisoft.
Ubisoft Pass will be unveiled, an EA like access subscription service, and it will work exactly like EA Access and be similar price point.
The next Splinter Cell is going to be revealed.
I think that's true too. I didn't use that or cross it off, but I think that's true.
Too many Easter eggs in the last year, I think, for them to now just disappear it. Some of their stuff is already leaked. I think Splinter Cell is going to be the big one that they're going to be saving.
Yeah, so. I think you're right. Oh, yeah, it's your turn. Do you have another Ubisoft?
I do. Assassin's Creed. The next Assassin's Creed, which is takes place with the Vikings. It's been rumored that it's called Ragnarok. Assassin's Creed Ragnarok. I think that is actually going to be the title of that game. And I think you're going to see the early gameplay, so it releases next year, probably right alongside when the new consoles come out, so to speak.
Roller Champions, Ubisoft's Rocket League-esque roller derby sports game. That seems to have leaked in late May, will take the stage with a release date of 2019. It will be coming out in fall.
That seems right, yeah. I believe that's all I've got for that.
That's all I have for Ubisoft also. This is weird.
I do have another one. You're going to Ubisoft. I'm sorry, I do have another one. Ubisoft is going to reveal all of the updates, which is going to involve gameplay, possible DLC, things they've got coming out for Rainbow Six Siege, Division 2, and For Honor. I know they've already laid out, you know, like the year game plan for Division 2, but you're going to actually see some of what they have planned for those.
Do you have a Square Enix? I'll go ahead and make my Square Enix now.
Okay.
I need to line up with you.
Go ahead.
The star of Square Enix will not be Final Fantasy VII. It will be Marvel's Avengers.
I've got Final Fantasy VII Remake Episode 1 gets a release date.
We shall see.
We shall.
So that's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Should have 3 more. Bethesda. That's 8 for you. You've done 8.
I've done 8.
You've done 8.
Fair enough.
I believe.
I have Bethesda, but my Bethesda is a wacky one, so.
Tango, the studio that made The Evil Within 2, will unveil their new game, which will not be The Evil Within 3, but will be a scary game.
That seems right. Super Smash Brothers is going to reveal DLC. And surprise, surprise, you're going to see a couple of Microsoft characters in there.
Ooh, could be. I have one more Bethesda for my number 9 pick. Fallout 76 will get an astonishing 10-plus minutes on stage.
Wow. I'm
trying to right the ship.
See, this is my...
show you that gameplay.
That was my wacky roadmap. One. That was my wacky one.
The Fallout 76?
Yeah.
Well, lay a time on yours, because I went 10 minutes in my prediction.
The actual Fallout 76 is going to go probably 7 minutes.
Yeah. I think they're going to walk you through what that roadmap right there looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also think... in order to right their ship, they're going to show off, even though they said they weren't going to, they're going to show off something of either the new Elder Scrolls or that Starfield. Something. Yeah,
I don't think they will.
In order to right their ship. They're in a bad place. That's going to bring people back over to their good graces. I don't think the DLC roadmap will do it.
Is that your last prediction, or is that just you're just throwing that out there?
I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. So I've got one left, and then the bonus.
Okay.
My last pick is that Nintendo will finally unveil Animal Crossing with a release of 2019.
What have it's I got? Coming one out more? This year?
Yep.
One
I
more?
Don't know.
One I more don't my bonus?
I don't know.
I can't remember. This is here, an easy. Here's,
we'll that? Do we'll do one more. But what's if you'd already done 10, then we'll just mark off.
All right. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Fuck it. So what we do, we wing it here.
Yeah.
Because math doesn't go well. We don't do math.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077 gets a release date.
Could be. What's your bonus?
My bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 3 Remake is announced.
You ready for my bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Sony stays quiet. They live up to what they said, and they actually release no state of play. They don't show up on anybody's stage or anywhere else. They just stay quiet.
That could be. That's fair.
That's it. There's a bunch of things that say Animal Crossing 2019, but none of those are Nintendo.
No.
None of those are from Nintendo. Can't wait for that, by the way. Can't wait for Animal Crossing.
I know you
I think
you
it was
can.
A prediction like the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think it is. I think my Splinter Cell one is, too. I think this year's really going to happen, though. I really do. They've done too much. Ubisoft has done too much to lead up to it. But yeah. With the Far Cry 5 plane and suit. And
The Wildlands
The mission. Wildlands DLC. Michael Ironsides is back. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. It certainly seems like it will. I think that's a safe pick. I think it'll be back.
I'm so looking forward to it. I love the Splinter Cell games.
This E3 will be a different E3.
It's very much going to be different. I think you're going to see with so many people that have pulled out this year that aren't doing them. I think you're going to see them try to re-wrap. It's late.
Words.
Try to revert back to the old school trade show style and just concentrate more on that.
Did neither of us made EA predictions?
We didn't because...
It's the state of EA right now.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't.
I'll tell you the problem is I thought about all the things I would like to see or might see.
Yeah.
And it didn't make either list.
Yeah, mine either.
I could have played safe, picked up an easy point or two by saying FIFA will be shown.
Yeah.
But I'm just not interested.
They'll show off Madden, whatever, you know.
They better show off Anthem.
Because
that game shit in the bed hard.
Well, I'll tell you what. Eventually, that game's going free to play.
And that game is shitting the bed hard.
It's going to be pretty soon, I think. If this next update doesn't do it, where they have the cataclysms,
yeah,
you're going to see it go free to play.
That game is not doing well.
Mm-mm. And it's a shame because. It's not a shame. What the fuck, BioWare? That's not your wheelhouse. What the fuck are you doing? I get wanting to do something different, but come on.
Yeah, but they're struggling with things that are in their wheelhouse, too.
They struggled with the one thing that was in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, but when you make a game every 3 or 4 years, that's a lot. Two struggles in a row is a lot. Scary times.
Struggle is... Struggle in Anthem is an understatement. That game is
also,
straight up shit in the bed.
But to also hear what it was like to make it seems absolutely terrible also.
Right. It almost sounds like, and I think it probably, this is probably part of the problem with the, I haven't played it. I love BioWare, but I don't trust them with that type of game. From what it sounds like is nobody involved with the project was even excited about the project. And if you don't have that passion, that's going to show in that game.
You know what, they like weren't allowed to like even look at Destiny or anything like that, which is insane.
Right. Why wouldn't you? They did it right. They made proper fixes over time.
You don't need to copy them, but there are real things, real lessons they learned along the way that would be useful.
Right. Right. One more funky prediction, by the way.
All right. I don't have any more, but this will just be for you.
I think you're going to see at least a picture of Pablo Schreiber. For the new Showtime Halo series. It doesn't start filming until this fall. I know that. But I think you're at least going to see a picture of him in the suit.
What color is the new Xbox?
Black.
I'll go white just for...
Just to be just opposites?
Just for shits and giggles.
Just to be opposites?
White shows off better.
Yeah, white does show off better, but...
If you unveil something, it looks better in white than it does in black. I think it's probably black. So, just didn't want to pick the same thing. I think it's probably black. What if it was purple?
Well, I'd buy two.
That'd be a good move, yeah. That would be a solid move.
That'd be a great move.
Can you get the Elite in white?
I have no idea.
Or does the Elite only come in black?
I don't know, honestly.
I wonder, because you would almost think the color that they went all in on their fancy system is probably what they like the most.
Mm-hmm.
The controllers very obviously come in both.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no.
That's just controllers.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's called the 1X, not the Elite. Sorry.
The Elite is the controller, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about the 1X.
Customizable controller?
Yeah, I had a stroke.
Again, it's late. That's the excuse for everything.
Yeah, 1X, white. It comes in white. Wait, is that what all of them look like? Are they all white and black?
Do any of them actually say Elite?
No, they're the 1X. Elite's not.
Or the 1X.
Taco Bell giving away a limited edition.
Mm-hmm. Xbox Platinum.
I don't ever know. I don't know what I can trust anymore on Google Images.
No, you never do.
I don't know what color that thing is. I think the new thing's probably black, but I'll pick white.
Fair enough. That's fine.
When I first found out that Sony was not doing E3, I'm like, that's a good move. Right? There's no point to spend millions of dollars when you don't have anything to really show off.
And that's the thing. They don't. Sony has blown their wad over the course of the last couple years. They announced just last week, that Death Stranding is coming out this fall. What else do they have to show? They can either show the PS5 or they can show Last of Us 2.
So they said there, hey, we're not coming. And I'm like, that's a good move. And then I was like, you know what? I don't know if it is a good move. I went through a phase where I'm like, I'm not sure if it's a good move or not.
But did you think that maybe that people would forget about them?
I think you run the risk of losing absolutely all press, all media, all coverage when Microsoft shows off the new Xbox and you're not even there. But then over the course of the last few days, I'm like, how gangster will it be if they don't even tweet?
Right.
Like if they don't even acknowledge the fact that it's going on. I've decided that's a pretty gangster move.
It's a super gangster move.
They're like, oh shit, we didn't even show up. Our bad.
I don't know. The thing is E3 has grown. Like I said, I think they're going to try to scale back a little bit this year. But what it's grown into, these companies really aren't able to, in a position to control their own message anymore. What E3 has become, the monster has become, letting in, you know, a bunch of public people from the public and that kind of thing. That environment kind of controls everything. By stepping back and doing your own thing, they control the message. And they save tons of money doing it. It's a good idea. Nintendo's known this. It's one of the few smart moves that they've made. They've started it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago with the Nintendo Directs?
Yeah, but they always do one centered around E3. I really think Sony won't do anything.
Won't do anything.
Like, I really think they keep totally quiet.
Yeah. I think you're maybe congratulations. Looks good. It's going to be little minor things. It says, yeah, we're watching, and now I'm going back to eat SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. Happy E3, winky face.
Right.
We see you.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to turn TV back on now.
Yeah. You know, just simple, we can't wait to show you more of what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy E3. Like, we'll see you on the other side.
But, I mean, if you think about it, what do we know of that Sony, number one, actually has in development that we don't already know about that they haven't already shown who knows how many times?
So Horizon 2 is being made.
Yeah. I don't think that's ready yet.
I also think they're making a Killzone.
Probably.
I think Guerrilla's making two games right now. I think both of those are being worked on like 100% for PS5. Yep. Spider-Man 2.
For PS5.
For PS5, I think, is in the works. Obviously, Last of Us 2 has got something very strange going on. A lot of rumors floating around that game was also supposed to come out this fall, and now is not.
Yeah, those are the rumors. I don't know how true they are. It could come down to Sony not wanting to step on their own dick. Death Stranding is going to be huge. Last of Us 2 is going to be huge. Do you take the chance of splitting that audience if you put those games out too close together?
And I'm about to go real wacky here. I think Days Gone gets a sequel.
Really?
Maybe. I think Days Gone will get a sequel. I think Days Gone isn't...
It performed.
I think Days Gone isn't terrible, and I think people realize that.
It was... by all accounts, it's a very average game.
Yeah, I hear it's good, but not great.
From the people I've talked to, it's...
very bloated.
Yeah, it didn't need to be that long.
Yeah. So those are our predictions. You see that Rocket League? Is that Rocket League update? That Radical Summer?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that looks awesome. They've got like an 80s, I forget what they call, like an 80s entertainment pack or something. Click on that. Give that a little click. Give that a little clickety click. Not the picture up there where it said details above it.
Cool picture, though.
It's a good picture. They got them sunset wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you scroll down, they actually list what's in it.
I guess we'll find out.
I even like, look how the way
looks like
displayed.
A Nintendo.
Yeah, it's cool. 80s blockbuster.
Yep.
Scroll down a little bit more. Right there. 80s blockbuster, June 10th through July 1st. 80s culture, yep. July 1st through July 22nd. And 80s television, July 22nd through the 12th. Showed off the Knight Rider car. Showed off the Ecto-1.
Yep, I can get behind Kit.
Yeah.
It's my ringtone.
Look at that box. That box looks so good.
It looks like an old Nintendo cartridge.
Can a brother hold that? I like that a lot. 9-week event. That'd be a good poster to have on your wall. I can't wait for that to say epic at the bottom though.
Epic.
You know what I'm saying? Epic.
I played a little bit this week of Rocket League.
Little Rocket League. Yeah, mm-hmm. Did you see that? That's also something new. That chat is changing. You have 16 assholes in a party now.
Yeah. Not an issue I have to worry about.
And then you can also do text to chat, like if you're driving home and we're all in VR and it'll be like, hey, I'm on my way. It'll tell us what you said.
That's so weird. Is that necessary? Yeah,
it sounds fun when I can get in there and send you guys shit.
Are you going to?
I copy and paste Moby Dick right into that thing. Let it read the whole thing to you. Probably not.
Yay.
No.
Can't wait.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't need 16 people in a party. I mean, I don't think I've ever filled up the 8 slots.
I don't know how upset I would be if I accidentally got in a party that contained 16 people.
I do. I know how upset I would be.
Look at Stay Puff. Look at him.
I know. We better get a... Oh, yeah, that's the remastering.
Yeah, the remastering that mediocre Ghostbusters game.
I liked that game. I played that game.
Mediocre.
I finished it. I liked it.
Dreams is getting its first patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been playing that at all?
A little bit. I've been doing some dream surfing, which is where you just play the different created levels.
Gotcha.
People are still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. So you played some okay levels and you played some shit levels? Is that what you're telling me?
Yep. Mm-hmm. a lot of what's up there is like, hey, look at this thing I'm doing that will take me another 60 hours.
To actually complete.
Yeah. So it's neat to see it. It's neat to see where they're going. It's cool to see what they're doing. But I'm super into dreams, and I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever have time to create the way I would want to.
It just seems
such a time suck.
You know you won't, yeah.
Not playing VR and playing Rocket League and playing with my Playdate, you know, I just won't have time.
And your Stadia?
My Stadia, my Playdate. I'll crank with one hand, play Stadia with the other.
There you go. You got it all figured out. That's good.
Yep.
Well, one thing I just actually just thought of it. This is not a prediction or anything. You think we'll see Control?
Yes, 100%. It was at Judges Week. And the embargo lifted, too. And that game is apparently real good.
That's what I've heard.
People are liking that game.
It is apparently like somewhere in between Quantum Break and Alan Wake.
Yeah, it's Remedy's new game for those that are unfamiliar with it. But apparently it's like everyone hates this term, but a
Metroidvania.
Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Like in that everything takes place in the facility.
Yep. And you just are going
back and forth and here and there, and now you can access this and now you can go here.
Yep.
But apparently that game is looking good.
And the gameplay is phenomenal.
It's apparently
the way everything is used.
I keep hearing the way everything moves is very smooth and almost like rhythmic dance-like. Just the moving is so smooth.
Yeah. So I like Remedy.
I like the idea of Alan Wake. I played some of it.
I did too. I played Quantum Break. Quantum Break is
something I downloaded and couldn't wait to play and just never have.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did. I actually played through most of it. I just never finished it.
I don't know what's going on right now. You got those screens real large.
Real big.
So
that's popcorn. Nice.
Yeah, well, so that's PlayStation's and Sony's got 16 million followers on PlayStation's account. My Xbox has 8.59
on
their Twitter accounts. Is that PlayStation? And that's at Microsoft. What about Xbox? At Xbox, that would be the closest thing.
Might be. You might be right.
Surely they have an ad Xbox account, because that's everything there, and that would be lower because no one gives a shit about Microsoft. See if there's an ad Xbox.
Ad Xbox.
Surely there is.
I would think so.
At Major Nelson, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's different.
The voice of Xbox.
I don't know about there that guy. That guy weirds me out.
At Xbox. Major Nelson weirds you out?
Yeah.
There you go. That's with the ones that you would
13.4 million followers.
Yeah, 13.4.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they have the Pride Xbox. I like that.
They sure do.
Yeah, I like that.
June 9th at 1 p.m.
Innovation for all gamers.
I like innovation.
Also not a pick, but it'd be cool if they showed off some more of the accessibility controllers.
Oh, yeah.
If they showed off some more like inputs and stuff that they have for that would be cool too.
One thing you won't see is anything about VR.
Yeah, not on Microsoft stage. you probably might see some AR stuff, but they won't mention VR even accidentally, I don't think.
Nope.
They went down that Oculus road. They thought about it. They toyed with it, I think.
And I think they've decided it probably doesn't work for them. I think Kinect, they got burnt by Kinect, and they're not fucking around with shit no more.
I don't know if that space is big enough for another player.
Yeah,
you do it the Nintendo way, where you're like, hey, we didn't have to invest much money.
Right, especially when you consider the other systems are starting to come down in price.
Yeah, I know we typically tend to be pretty pro PlayStation on this podcast. I mean, it is what it is. It's what we play the most of. But I really do respect Sony for going so in on VR.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've wagered a lot. They have first-party studios working on VR games. Like,
yeah,
they're marketing VR. They continue to do bundles. They have a new bundle coming up for the State of Play.
I mean, without a doubt, it was a risk because this is their own technology from the ground up.
They have Blood and Truth and Trover in the new VR pack.
Yep.
Like, they just keep on, or maybe everybody's Golf and Trover. I can't remember, but they just keep on, and it's a huge risk. And when they give the update and they're they have more units out there than like Oculus and Vive combined. That just shows to their commitment and also their price and the equipment needed and everything like that. But shout out to them for taking that risk and leaning into it and already announcing, hey, it'll be a part of PS5. Like, just know.
Yeah, it's coming. We're in this. Yeah, VR is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Oh, that's the new Oculus. What's it called? Not the Go, but the new one.
Oh, the cheapy Oculus.
Yeah. Why doesn't it have a price or a name? What is that? The Quest? Isn't it called the Quest?
Odyssey? Quest?
Is it the Odyssey?
What is that?
I think it's called the Quest. There's no name. It just has a price.
Samsung HMD Odyssey.
Yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh.
Oculus has the new one that doesn't need the, it doesn't hook up to anything.
Yeah.
There's a HoloLens. It's HoloLens, like $6,500.
Uh-huh. Apparently it's got some really good real world applications though.
Search for that Oculus Quest. I think that's what it's called. Oh, this is like a Microsoft VR store. They just have everything but PlayStation on there. Seems right. Seems like what you would put up there.
Explore new worlds.
Is that what's?
No, that's all they got.
No, yeah, it won't be on theirs, I don't think. Because they want to use it with their stuff. But, yeah, just Google. I think it's called Oculus Quest, yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, that's it? Yeah, all in one, that's it. Apparently that one's getting better. It's apparently pretty good. You don't need anything
else.
That one's
also wireless, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally wireless. You just strap it on and go. Which is how I do things. Strap it on and go.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I've heard that about you.
Look at that Beat Saber. Hell yeah. I think it's 500 though, huh? $500?
Yep.
I might have to take out a small business loan to get that.
I don't know. PlayStation 3 was more than that.
Yeah, but Stadia wasn't.
The Stadia wasn't. You're right.
It's future of gaming. Gaming's future is here.
That's what they say. November.
See that girl playing Beat Saber? That's what I think I look like.
That's not what you look like, I promise.
That's not what I look like. That's what I think I look like.
You flail about, I'm sure.
Yeah, she looks like limber and athletic when she plays.
There's a ton of people, though, that I've been, not paying attention to, but I've just seen. And they, like, use it as, like, an exercise program.
Yeah, Beat Saber?
Yeah.
Not that this is going to come as a shock to anyone, but I'm, like, sweating when I get done playing.
Yeah, but you sweat sitting on the couch or breathing in your underwear.
Yeah, I don't sit around like that. That's a psycho move. I do sweat hard, but, yeah, I'm like, Patman, who is not as fat as I am, gets on there, and he's out of breath when he's playing. He'll probably appreciate me sharing that, too.
Probably.
You're welcome. It's real good. Well, it's fun. Is this...
A Beat Saber.
Yeah. Type in Beat Saber dance or something like that. There used to be this, I think I've talked about it here before, that video of that girl dancing I never could find again, but she blew my mind. Because she was dancing outside of the game while playing inside the game.
Oh, wow.
And it was all lined up, and it was super good.
Did you see
try that top one.
On Jimmy Fallon one. Jimmy Fallon and Brie Larson from Captain Marvel each played Beat Saber.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Brie Larson fucking rocked it, man.
Try that top video. Yeah, try that one.
Seven.
Oh, is this a...
What?
This is like one of those videos where it's like multiple people. Yeah, see, she's just doing it. That's what I really look like. Except for the weird, like, goat.
Is that what you wear, too? You wear a sheep outfit?
Yeah. Yeah, but see how she's, like, into it?
Uh-huh.
There's a video like this girl that is dancing. It is super good while she's playing Beat Saber. This video is in like 120p.
It's so bad. Wow.
It's not what I would call high quality.
This is like watching like a documentary like about the
1980s.
Huh. Interesting.
That's why he didn't want to click on that video. He knew it was shitty, but I wanted him to click on it.
Beat Saber.
The game's super good. Beat Saber. So this has been our E3 pre-3 2019 prediction show.
Boom.
Sponsored by no one. Get at us, sponsors.
Yeah, we actually lined up on more than I thought we might.
Yeah, pretty good. We're pretty lined up as far as the number of picks we chose for each one.
Yeah.
Which is funny because we didn't even chat about it.
No.
We went chatless.
We just kind of knew what it was going to look like. Microsoft, I really think, is going to take advantage of the PlayStation no-show and just try to hit shit hard.
What if Sony, after Microsoft finishes, what if they simply add Microsoft and they just send a winky face?
Even better. They really wanted to fucking show their domination at Microsoft, at Xbox. Cool story, bro.
What about eggplant?
No eggplant, no.
Just at Xbox, just eggplant.
No.
I think that if you at Xbox and you just winky faced, you're not necessarily being a dick, but you're kind of being a dick. Dick, you're kind of like, I see you.
Everybody knows you're being a dick. Yeah.
I think that's a good move.
Especially cool story, if that's bro, you're an all asshole. They do.
They just winky face. 3 minutes after their show ends.
I don't know, because that's kind of a dick move to do that to the guys 2 weeks earlier you announced you're partnering up with on xCloud, ain't it?
Yeah, they didn't know anything about that, though. What about hold my beer?
Hold my beer.
At Xbox, hold my beer. What if, okay, that, what
yeah,
if
but then they have to put something out.
At Xbox, hold my beer, July 16th, 3 p.m., and that's it.
No, it doesn't work in context.
They announce a partnership with Stadia.
It doesn't work in context.
Play Stadia. You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Play Stadia, partnership with Google and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Sony.
It's not good, but I get it.
DualShock 4, we've scrapped the Stadia controller, getting a Midnight Blue DualShock.
That's not going to happen.
We'll find out. That's going to do it for 334. A little bit of a different episode, but we wanted to break down our E3 predictions before everything started to leak, even more than it's leaked already.
Yes.
You can follow us on social media as I am at Podcast Ryan, Dan is at Shirtless Dan, Producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show, spelled like it sounds. Together we're at @game_stitch.
Indeed.
And we'll be keeping score. We'll hit you with the tabulations next week.
To be fair, Producer Gerald will be keeping score.
Yeah, if you need help, let us know though. We could keep time on something if we need to. I want you to feel overworked.
Maybe.
That's gonna do it for us though. No shout outs this week. We love our patrons. We hope they love us back. But we're going to hold off on predictions this week just to keep the show neat and tidy and all about predictions and everything else we talked about.
Indeed. That's what we did.
Indeed.com if you're looking for a job.
That's a good one, too. It's a good site to use.
It's not bad. People are using it.
It's a pretty good one. People are using it. It lays it all out there. There's reviews.
Indeed.
Indeed.
It is. Indeed. So we'll be back next week, same time, same place, with all the happenings of E3.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night.